Hello, hello. Good afternoon. Welcome to The Sunny Side. My name is Wemi Mo Adewuni. Good to be here with you this afternoon. Let's talk about flooding and the potential hunger. In recent days, very interestingly, I've been thinking very much about how much hunger Nigeria is playing with, you know, maybe not consciously. Now, many times in many countries, you know, you might be unable to, you know, make disasters go away. In this instance, a lot of the fault is Nigeria's, but natural disasters happen in many parts of the world. And usually there are measures to make it easier for the citizens to cushion the effect of these disasters. In Nigeria, this year we have experienced the worst flooding ever in one decade. The worst flooding in a decade is what we've had this year. Last week, on Friday in the morning, for those of you who listen in the morning, I talked about the course of the flooding that we've had across Nigeria, which is Nigeria's inability to, or refusal, let's make it that refusal, to build a dam to receive water from Cameroon. Now, and this dates back to 1982, for those of you who joined that conversation on Friday. If you've read about it since then, you see that there's something called the Lagdo Dam, which Cameroon built between 1979 and 1982. And there was an agreement with Nigeria that on our own end, we would build a dam to receive the water. We haven't completed building the dam since 1982. Fabulous, yes? Yeah, 40 years and we haven't completed the dam. So every time Cameroon releases water, and they have to release water, otherwise they would have flooding. So when they release water from their dam, of course, everything. You must have seen the photos, the videos of a state including Kogi State, Anambra State, so many other states. And importantly, is that this flooding has not just made people to lose their homes, also people have lost their lives. And more as in focus some more today, we have also lost farmlands. A potential food crisis, I believe, is on the corner. Now, I wanted one expert to join us today. I hope he's still able to before we wrap up on this conversation, because we have two things to talk about this afternoon. There's a potential food crisis. I don't know if you see it, but I see it, that if we are losing farms to flooding, in the next few months, what do you think would happen? Now, just to help you understand this, the federal government released some food, I think about 12,000 tons of food to states that have been affected by flooding, just to help, you know, alleviate and make things easier. But overall, I am uncertain about Nigeria's preparation for what's coming. And for politicians who are lobbying to get your votes in February, this would be one of the biggest issues they would have to face when they, for whoever wins. And I'm not certain they're even looking in that direction. There's a possibility, there's a high possibility of a food crisis by next year. Nigeria has, this is good news. We've become the largest grower of rice and exporter of rice, producer of rice in Africa, and that's good. But we've also lost farmlands to this flood within a month, 2 months, and there's still going to be rain coming up in October. So how are you preparing? I think at this point, you know that you need to prepare for yourself, right? You need to start thinking about what you're going to do. For those of you who have farms, possibly in the east, in the middle belt, or in any of the states that have been affected by this flooding, share with us what you're going to do now that everything is washed away. I know that there are a few insurance companies who focus on agriculture, who provide insurance for farmlands and farmers. But how much of that has been taken care of in consideration, I truly cannot say. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, 01465719 08095975805. That's WhatsApp. Let me take it slower. 08095975805 is WhatsApp. All righty, let's talk. Let's start here. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, thank you for calling.
Hello.
Welcome.
Yeah. Well, thank you for what you're discussing now.
Thank you.
My name is Mazude.
Welcome.
See, what happened to Nigeria this very time around is a blessing.
Is it a blessing?
I want anybody to think. Yeah.
How is it a blessing?
I don't want anybody to think. That's what I'm explaining. I don't want anybody to think that a lot has happened. Because this is why we must think very well. And our leaders know now they have failed. They're supposed to build something to get ready, to stop all this kind of a thing. But they don't do it. But no problem. They have to start it now.
Ha. Huh.
Now is the time. What's happening now? Now is time.
Okay, I'm sorry. Your network is terrible. Well, I don't know how this is good news, though. Come on. I don't know how this is good news. We had 40 years to build that dam. We had 40 years. And now we've lost over 600 lives to this flooding. No, it's not good news. Good afternoon.
Here's our neighbor.
Oh my God. Good afternoon.
Thank you.
Okay.
I enjoyed you last time.
Thank you.
I feel for those people where flood have washed their land, farmland. Hello?
I can hear you.
But if you tell me, say, we are going to have food shortage maybe next year, I don't believe you.
Why?
I have the solution.
What's the solution?
The solution is that those uncultivated arable land from Ibadan to Mungono before Kenneth, and those uncultivated arable land in Niger, Kaduna, and Kano. They can give Nigeria $2 million to enter from the now, cassava, onions, millet, Nende. Let the politician, when they ask my vote now, come and they start doing something. For example, Iju River, where the road, only the road, in the regional road, no reach like it, also the to Apapa Expressway. Iju River is killing some people. Many people there because the road is not wide. Let them come and do something there.
All right. Thank you very much. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. What's your name?
Yeah, Mr. Loki calling from Sarai Gomu.
Welcome.
Please, I just want to ask, before the advent of this flood of the team,
yes,
does it mean the federal government, can they do something to advert it?
Yeah, well, we could have. We had 40 years. So there are two causes of the flooding. There's heavy rainfall. NIMET predicted that. So states ought to have prepared, cleared the drainages, widened the gutters. And then there's the dam from Cameroon. We've had 40 years to build it. Yeah.
That's where I'm going. Because if the Cameroonians release their dam, whatever they call it,
yeah,
then they should be counter something within Nigeria here to counter it.
Yes.
Because if you go to my state now, Delta State, the river area, you will see what is happening there, small thing. Huh?
Hmm.
Now, the whole land has been washed off. Have been washed off.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Communities along the River Niger, River Benue especially, have been mostly affected by this flooding. And, you know, the question is, are we prepared for the food crisis that could happen? Hello?
Hello, yeah, this is Remy.
Welcome, Remy.
How are you doing, Remy?
I'm well, thank you.
Yeah. What's the solution? I think the border should be open in a moment from now. The temporary solution for now. Since we can't probably plant anything today and probably harvest it tomorrow. So to avert the next year foreseeable famine.
Yeah.
Let the border be opened. Let us import rice. Spending the time we probably fix our problem. Thank you.
Well, that sounds a very good solution. Like, open up the borders, let food come in. But again, you know, it's a lot of work opening the border, so you're not getting, when you open the border, although we've got a lot of people on the borders watching. So yeah, I believe that could work. Good afternoon. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Okay, this is Vera from Ajawa Estate.
Welcome. What's your name?
Vera from Ajawa Estate.
All right, Vera, welcome.
Okay, please, I call to know about Joyce.
She's away for a while.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling. Good afternoon, hello.
Hello, Wumi Mo, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
This is happiness for me, Kurudu.
Welcome to the show.
Wimo, this is so sad, eh? Very sad. These are our past leaders and the present ones. They are the one responsible for all this. For how long, eh? They had 40 years to plan. No plan, nothing. Hope they are reading the headline. They are seeing the disaster they have caused us. Wimo, this is not nice. We are talking about food crisis all these years. Now, we don't even know how next year is going to look like. Wimo, this is too much, oh. These are leaders. They've done us so much harm. So much harm. Hope they are hearing us. They've done us so much harm. This is not nice.
Well, I agree. Thank you. It's not nice. And, you know, we need to also look, while we're calling on the federal government, states also have a role to play here. States have a big, big role to play. Now, remember I told you that NIMET had warned that there was going to be more rains this year. So the onus was precisely on the table of the state government to decide to, you know, prepare for it. Now, more recent news, Nigeria has sent a delegation to Cameroon. I wonder what they're going there to talk about. Now, the Nigerian government has said that over 2.5 million people have been affected by the devastating flooding across Benue, Kogi, Anambra, and other states that's been caused by both the rainfall and the release of water from the Lagdo Dam in Cameroon. Now, the Nigerian government plans to send a delegation to initiate a bilateral discussion with the Cameroonian authorities on the periodic opening of the Lagdo Dam. So, on my own end, I'm wondering, okay, what are we going there to talk about? There was an agreement in 1982, as far back as 1982. In fact, Cameroon started building theirs in 1979. We were supposed to build ours. So what are we talking about? Just build the dam. Isn't that just the thing to do? What are you negotiating? Hello?
Action lady.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Welcome.
Hi, your boy.
They're fine, thank you.
Well, you know, last week I told you about my uncle that water flooded my place, right?
Yes.
Up till this morning, I called them. They are still staying in that our health center hall there.
Oh, my goodness.
All their farms, their yams, they had to address that everyone, you know. So, for this Cameroon something, 2012, I know what my people suffered as well. Then they bring a relief or whatever. I tell you, my mother-in-law, with about six or how many children, one derrick of rice.
That's what they gave them.
I'm telling you, my sister, then one loaf of bread. And if you hear how much they budget for that thing, like now, federal government, how much the greens they say they release?
12,000 tons, yes.
Before you know it, it will end up in some people's backyard or warehouse. You see this gas flaring. You know Chief Desmond, right?
Yeah, sure.
He called, when I called, he said, Chris, you've been complaining about this gas flaring. January 1st, 2019, they will end the gas flaring. When I go to my place, that thing is still on. Tomorrow, when the people, side effects, started telling, he's telling on them already, like Benekuku people, when they come out of that community, you know this man is from Benekuku, because of that gas flaring. 2019, January, today we are in 2022, right? Look at this damn own, 40 years ago.
Yeah. We had 40 years.
I don't want to say they don't know what they're doing. Some people say, Nigeria is not this. Not Nigeria. The people running the affairs of this country, they are the problem. You guys in Nigeria, if things are working now, are you not human beings making things to work?
Yeah.
Let them continue.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Now, so far, let me tell you how much we have lost in this flooding. Maybe this will help you put this into some better perspective. Now, about 121,318 houses have been damaged by the flooding. Are you with me? 82,000. Okay, those are partially damaged. 121,318 partially damaged, and some more. Let me give you 82,052 houses are completely damaged. 108,392 hectares of farmland were partially damaged. 332,327 hectares totally damaged. We'll talk some more after the break. Don't go away. Alrighty, welcome back. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. A few minutes before the hour, and we're going out for the news in a bit. Now, let me recap in case you missed it. 121,318 houses have been partially damaged by the flood. 82,053 houses have been completely damaged. 108,392 hectares of farmland were partially damaged. 332,327 hectares of farmland have been totally damaged. You get what I'm saying? Now, this data is given by the Minister of Humanitarian Affairs, Disaster Management and Social Development, Hajia Sadia Umar Farouk. She said this on Sunday. So, we've got a problem on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's a good time to begin to ask your state governors what plans they have so that we can, just plan for the food crisis that's coming. Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, what's your name?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's your name?
Yeah. What I would suggest, it's a very painful development, and it's unfortunate that we, as Nigerians have been done this by our present leaders.
Yeah.
But my suggestion, I think all the legal luminaries in Nigeria, my name is Yinka.
Okay.
So I would advise all the legal luminaries, lawyers, use my time. You mentioned that aside the federal government, the states are also supposed to be. These are livelihoods of people.
Yeah.
That has been lost. Life has been lost. Livelihood has been lost.
Yeah.
There's potential food scarcity that might hit us.
Absolutely.
I think people should pay. And it's high time Nigerians start to develop an attitude of demanding for their rights as well.
So you want the lawyers to sue the government?
Yes.
Okay, I'll talk to you about that when I come back. You can't sue them. You cannot. Okay, you didn't listen to me on Friday. I'll remind you when I come back. Let's go up for the news. Lots of the headlines. We'll be right back with more talk. Don't go away. Okay, welcome back. You're listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is A Sunny Side. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. And we're talking about the potential food scarcity or crisis that could happen. And sometimes I think that, government should be paying us money on Nigeria Info, don't you think? Because I'm wondering, is it like they don't think about these things until we raise the matters? But yeah, that's why we're here. We think ahead about the issues. We listen to your opinion and we expect the government will make the right moves to make things easier for the people. It's teamwork at the end of the day. So yeah, we don't mind. We don't mind doing this. But if you add 1 + 1, you know where that's going. If you've lost so many hectares of farmlands, houses and everything, you know that certainly there's a food gap that will be created somewhere and we should be thinking about how to fill it. That's what we're talking about today. Now, the Lagdo Dam, the operators started releasing the water, the excess water from the reservoir on the 13th of September. There's nothing they could do but to release the water from their own end. What we could do is to build our own dam. And we had 40 years to do that. We haven't completed it. And also, NIMET gave warnings to state government about heavy rainfalls this year. But no, most of these states didn't do anything actively to widen the drainages, prepare for the heavy rainfall. We wait until disaster happens and then we start running kitty kitty kata kata, if you know what I mean. It's really just unpleasant. Good afternoon. Okay. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers 01-4657-190.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Uh-huh. You know, concerning this flood matter, I'm calling from Alagboli.
You're welcome.
You said we should continue to ask the various states' government.
Yes.
We should ask, instead of building airports, for example, like Ekiti State, I don't see any economic value in that airport. Mm. This is what they should be putting their funding to concerning this flood matter.
Mm.
That's what they should be doing, the state governors. Not everything should go to federal.
Yeah.
Instead of them building airports, some of these, most of these airports they are building, these local airports, is of no use.
Yeah.
Of no use. Thank you, Emma.
Thank you very much. Well, why do you need an airport? Okay. Hello. Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Can you speak up? No, you need to speak up. I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
This is way better. Welcome to the show.
Okay. Can you, okay. I said the issue of flood.
Yeah.
There was no way Cameroon could have sent their water to Nigeria without compensating Nigeria government or certain Nigeria government. If you look into this matter,
you mean compensate? They should compensate us.
Yeah, I believe Cameroon compensated Nigeria before this time.
Is that the right word you intend to use? Do you actually mean compensate?
I believe Nigeria. Let me just say, there was no how agreement was no because they considered their water to Nigeria.
Yeah.
And the government felt quiet because the water was not affecting the oil pipeline.
Okay, maybe you mean Cameroon informed Nigeria. Is that the right word you're looking to use?
Maybe let me use it this way.
Uh-huh.
I believe we need to do this matter. Mm-hmm. Nigeria government is really compensated for they received some form of money from Cameroonian government before they considered their water to Nigeria.
Eh.
But they get fired because the fraud is not affecting the fire pipeline.
Uh-huh.
Where they are getting their own money from.
Okay, that's all right. That's quite some theory. So you're saying that Cameroon would have paid Nigerian government some money before they release water? I don't know what you're talking about. But like I said earlier, the government, the federal government, has approved the distribution of 12,000 metric tons of food items to internally displaced persons for this year's flood disaster in the country. We will find out. I would make sure that we find out what would they get per family, because the number of people that have been affected, I'm sure that in many of these states also, it's a lot. This is quite an overlapping problem. Now, I'm certain in these places, pupils are not going to school. Do you understand? There's an unhygienic situation. I expect that the Ministry of Education is also in those states looking on how to make sure the students are able to continue their education. Like one of our callers said, in his own town, they're all squatting inside one health center. So you can imagine mosquitoes, the outbreak of malaria, possible epidemic. People, you know, sometimes I feel like, do we have to spell these things out all the time? Do we have to spell it out all the time that when you have one problem, you're supposed to dissect and look at what the multi-layered problems could be because of this one problem that you failed to prevent? Hello, good afternoon. Okay, please call again. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Wemimo.
You're welcome to the show. I'm well, thank you.
Yeah, please. Somebody was trying to say something and maybe he didn't put it right.
Okay.
This is why he couldn't pick up what he was saying.
Okay.
At the time Cameroon was building this dam, my dear sister, I think some kickback must have been taking place to allow. Why wouldn't they direct that dam, the releasing of this water, to their own country? Why must it be Nigeria? I don't know whether you understand what. Why must they release the water from their own dam in their own country to our own country?
Okay, let me help you understand.
What kind of agreement is that?
Well, what do you think happened? Let me hear your own theory too, and lay it over
there. My view is that the person at the time, the leadership at that time, that dam was being built in Cameroon, must have reached a consensus whereby a kind of compensation was given. The present day language, kickback, You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody collected kickback and I asked them to, which time they want to release water, it should come into Nigeria. Why must we be like that? And that person that made that consensus with them never thought that this will ravage our country.
Hmm. Okay, let me.
You understand what I'm saying?
I understand where you're coming from. So, what?
And presently, my dear sister, please. Presently, what is this present? Subsequent government, when they saw from 2012, maybe they were sleeping. 2012, when we had the worst experience there,
mm-hmm.
why couldn't they checkmate that and say, oh boy, if I tell you people direct this water to your own country, we can't continue to have this?
Okay, let me take you back to that 2012. Listen from your radio. Now, I'm taking you back to that 2012 that you mentioned. Again, this is the worst flooding we've had in 10 years. The worst before this was in 2012. Now, in 2012, this is all under the Ministry of Water Resources, right? The Director of Dam Services. And I think we should find him. Okay, I'm going to find him. Let me see if I can. But will they speak? But I'll try. I will try to get them and see if we can drag them here tomorrow. But I doubt that they will speak at this moment. But let's give it a chance. Now, the Director of Dam Services, as at 2012, I'm reading this from 2012, said to the media, his name is Emmanuel Adanu, said that the Cameroonian authorities did nothing wrong when they released excess water from the Lagdo Dam that caused massive flooding in communities in Nigeria. It said that when the Minister of Information then, Labaran Maku, was leading a team of journalists to, you know, go around and look at the multipurpose dam at Otukpo, Benue State. It said, let me quote, the Cameroonians did nothing wrong. When there is excess water in a dam, the safest thing to do is to release it in order to avoid breakage, which is more dangerous. Adamu said Nigeria would do the same thing whenever any of its dams are stressed. He went on to say that the federal government had in 2010 awarded a contract to construct the Otukpo Dam at a cost of 17 billion naira only. This is the kind of billion that comes with the only. But it said that so far, 10 billion naira had been certified. The government had paid 6,800,000 naira. So he's saying that when the Otukpo Dam is completed, it will impound about 100 million cubic meters of water. So, yeah, blab, do blab, do blab, do blab. Okay, the timeline for this Otukpo Dam is 2014. Okay. Huh. Oh, yeah, now. So let me dig up for you what's up with the Otukpo Dam. Oh, yeah, now. So, okay, so the Otukpo Dam. So this is live research I'm doing for you people. Alrighty, as at 2017, the Otukpo Multipurpose Dam project was abandoned. Here we go. Let me run you through it. I'm doing time travel, right? I'm a time shift, space shifter right now. Let's go to 2017, where the dam was abandoned. And we're here to find out why it was abandoned. If you please open up for me. The contract was, remember, valued at 17 billion naira. I gather from this report here, this is not opening up, that the full sum was paid. So, where's the money? Where's our money? Where's our money? Where's our money? Ah, good Lord. Okay, here we go. Are you ready? Yeah. As of 2017, SCC Nigerian Limited, that's the handler of the 17.1 billion naira Otukpo multipurpose dam project in Benue State, was accused of abandoning the project after receiving full payment. The team leader of what is this one called? The Fiscal Responsibility Commission who made the allegation that Samson Eleto, let me see if I can find these people. They must be around somewhere. According to him, the handlers received 100% payment, but the work is barely 35% as at 2017. Remember, the timeline to finish this work was in 2014, right? Okay. It took off in 2011, was supposed to be completed in 36 months. So that's the end we heard. Okay. So the company in charge had requested a contract review, that they should review the amount to 49 billion naira instead of 17 because the cost of items have gone up. So they say, oh, that 17 billion we talked about, will it work if you get it? So you need, government needs to add some 32 billion naira more. So let me see. Did we pay? 0700-993-993-993. Hello? Hey, please call again if you're able to. You see, research is just amazing. It tickles my fancy, you know, that... Oh, okay. Good afternoon. Hello?
Hello, Wemi Mo. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Welcome.
Well, concerning the flooding, I've been thinking, if Nigeria had built their dam, just the way the agreement they had with the Cameroonian government.
Yes.
And our dam, and based on what you said earlier on, our dam's supposed to be 2.5 times bigger than...
That's right. Yeah.
So you are
paying attention. You are a good student. Yeah, go ahead.
If we were to release our dam,
yeah,
then the flooding would be, what we are experiencing now would be 2 times more than what we are experiencing now. So to me, I feel maybe the government should, especially the Ministry of Fiscal Planning or Urban Renewal.
Environment.
Step up the game.
So what I think, people. So I don't know so much about the Otukpo Dam, so I can't say precisely, but I would assume that the people who are building these things, their heads are correct, right? I'll assume that they'll be channeling the water, if we build it, into the ocean, into the sea or whatever, that it certainly would not be coming back into Nigeria. Cameroon's water is flowing outward. All of them, their water must find its path into the ocean.
Into the ocean,
that's right. So that's why it's coming through Nigeria, because it's supposed to get into the river Niger and Benue. The communities along those rivers are the ones affected. Again, this is me based on my readings. This is what I would know.
You should put into consideration that most of all these dams are being constructed on already existent waterways.
That's correct.
So most of the times, when these dams are being constructed, you find some people, because of the water level has receded, some people will tend to go ahead and then start setting up settlements there. Like some of the communities we have in Lagos, that Misheri, down to somewhere around my 12, all those areas, even down to Guluntu. So most of the times, once the dams are open, then you now find most of all those buildings will now submerge inside.
So communities along the water line, usually they are prone, you know, to being affected, even if it's just rainfall, you know, the rivers would overflow and everything. And the communities along dams, you know, even in Oshun State, there's the Ashejire Dam. So all of them are, it's all on a line of the path of water. So that's why Cameroon will let their water this way, because that's the way to the ocean. It can't go back. Water does not go backwards, you know.
Not at all.
Yeah, thank you for calling. Again, I'm saying, I'm not an engineer, but it just takes common sense to put two and two together and say, oh yeah, this is how it should go. And I'd assume that the people who will build this stuff, they have some sense. I'll give them some level of credence, right, to say they must have thought about these things. But water cannot go backwards. It goes forward. And like you heard the man say, as back as 2017, if our dams are full, we also release them. We also release the water. But what we would do is, the countries that could be affected would advise them to say, water would come your way when we release ours. So make arrangements. That's exactly what Cameroon did with Nigeria in 1982. You got it? Okay. Hello? Good afternoon. Can you speak up for me, please?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm in this one,
So I just want to use Kanji Dam and Jeba Dam to cite the same example.
Okay. Hello? Hey. All right, please call back. Hello, good afternoon. Hello?
Hello?
Are you there? Okay, looks like they're having a heavy conversation on this at the background. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Welcome to the show.
Okay, my name is Paul.
Welcome.
From Ajeje.
Okay, please go ahead.
Really, it involves their lives.
Yeah.
Say, let government know the importance of it. That importance of it, I'm saying, is that whatever it takes, let's forget about what it costs. And start it now. Because before I was, if not that you give this clue, I was thinking of maybe Cameroon will be releasing it half-half. That is beginning of the rain season. They release more. September, they release again. So that it will not just come like that and then start overflowing house and the people.
Actually, they did not release everything at once. So they started in September 13th. There's a gradual release. Otherwise, the dam would break. This is actually a gradual release, and it's this bad. You remember that this is compounded by heavy rainfall. So we already have heavy rainfall and state government did not make arrangement for, you know, catching the water, opening up the waterways, the drainages and everything. And then you have flooding. So it's double wahala, if you get. Hello? Good afternoon.
Yeah, my prof. Thank you. Good job. You know, that guy was talking about compensation. It's just like this gas flaring. You know, the oil company. You know how much federal government is making from that thing they are flaring in my area?
Yeah, I know.
Maybe there's something like that. Who can really compensate these guys?
Hey, so sorry. Your line is with somehow. What's giving me that noise? What is it? Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Clearly, I can hear you.
Yeah. My name is Timothy. I'm calling from Lagos Island.
Good to have you here.
Yeah. In regards to the flooding everywhere in the country, the people that have this project at hand, can they be called to their notice, or the people that have this project on set, can they be reviewed back and call them back to know what is wrong that made them abandon the project?
Yes. I've just said that. Hey, your background is noisy. But yes, I would... I'll try today, so I can't promise anything because, again, you know how it is now. You'd invite them and then they'll just tell you, oh, we're busy trying to solve the problem. Yeah. Yes, but yeah, maybe they are. But I will try. I will try. I will give it a shot today and see if we can get any, even if it's just one of them, to come explain what's going on to us tomorrow. Hello? Okay, please call again. Let's go to WhatsApp and then we go to Facebook. 08095975805. This is very long. What's your name? Mazi Nwako from Ikorodu. You're saying this is not the first time we'll see or experience flood in Nigeria. Yar'Adua was president and we experienced flooding. There was no scarcity of food. Are you sure there was no scarcity of food? A bag of rice was not sold for 40,000 naira. Okay, yeah, maybe things were not this expensive. Yeah, I agreed, but certainly. All right, let's go on to see another one. The Lagdo Dam, located in northern Cameroon, began in 1977 and was completed in 1982. Okay, did you copy and paste this for me? This is pretty long. You said you were just a few months old when this bilateral agreement was reached. More than 44 years down the line... Yeah, this Dassenhauser Dam, that's what our own dam is supposed to be called, is yet to be completed. You're asking me if this is not a curse. If you birth a child and more than 44 years down the line, that child is still crawling on the ground. says, oh, tears. I came from Obudu, local government area. Thank you. Thank you for digging up this fact. For a long time, I've always believed that the floods in Lagos, Kogi, and other parts of Nigeria were not a problem for the government. They or we have always blamed it on gutters blockage. Now, I've realized that the government has refused to build a dam to collect the water from Cameroon as agreed with the Cameroonian government. God bless Nigeria Info. Kenneth from was Ejiado, Agoado, I believe. We are Nigeria Info. What we do here is info, information. That's what you'll get here all the time. Wamimo, thank you for the topic. This is Tony from Away. I have a little objection from the information. They are not giving the actual figures of those who lost their lives. The figures are more than what you said. You can sense hunger next year, and that is correct. Is there not hunger already among us children for the past 2 months? Now, our children never ate bread. They not tasted bread. Oh, wow. I mean, these days you can't just get up and just vex and go and buy bread. Oh, my goodness. Chooks from Gberigbe, Ikorodu. Wamimo, Cameroon will not just open that without Nigeria's approval, or it's Nigeria should charge them. I don't understand. There's an agreement. They have to release their water. There's an agreement. If you don't, it's our problem. Do you get the point? Oh, yeah. What do you want Cameroon to do? To not release their water because you are not ready for it? So their country should overflow? Uh-uh. No, if you were Cameroonian, is that what you would advise your government to do? You're not suggesting that Cameroon should come build a dam for us now, are you? Come on. Okay. Yeah. Peter Yonride from Anthony, you've just summarized everything I've said again. Yeah, you said we don't hold our leaders responsible. We don't question them what they use our money for. Rather, we praise them for either doing their jobs or when we're giving handouts. Ezekiel, I believe our government knows about the water release, which is becoming a heavy flood in Nigeria. Our government did not create a channel for the water to pass through, and this is not fair. Cameroon shares border with many countries, but why Nigeria became the only country to channel their stress dam? I've explained now. Again, this is from my own... All right, let's see if I can get... Okay, this should be this should fall on the laps of engineers, right? Yeah, let me see if I can get them here. But I would assume, at least with my knowledge of geography, that water cannot flow backwards. Abi, it can only if you release water, it will go in one direction. Water from rivers and streams, they all head in one direction towards the open ocean. So that's what I think. Again, that's my hypothesis. Let's see if we can confirm it. If we have a dam to release water bodies, which countries will we advise? I don't know. I would have to find out. I don't know what countries are on the line, but it's something you can do a quick search to find. But I'll see if I can find out. Let's see if we can do a part two of this tomorrow, okay? A quick break, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be right back. Don't go away. So welcome back. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. This is The Sunny Side. And we're talking about the flooding in Nigeria. And the problem isn't just the flooding. The problem isn't just the dam that we haven't completed in 40 years. The problem isn't just the Otupo Dam that's been left hanging and uncompleted. The problem isn't just the hectares of land that we have lost and houses. It's not even just the lives that we have lost. It's that there could be more. We have lost lives, children, women, men, to flooding. And sincerely, I think there isn't enough public outcry about this matter. Maybe because you're not personally affected. But every time I remember the photos of the houses submerged, it almost gives me a nightmare because I'm just imagining what the people in these communities are going through. They've lost everything. All right. I'm going to Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. That's where to leave your message. You find the post there. Refreshing. Okay, so let's go to WhatsApp back. Will I play the game show? Certainly, we'll play the game show. Peter from Ijegu, when the dam was approved at 17 billion, why didn't the contractor get to work? Now he abandoned site and came back requesting for 32 billion. We need strong hands in government. And why is the president silent? Well, the president has released food. Maybe that's some response. George from Ejigbo, if Cameroon can build their own dam with their own little resources, I cannot see any reason we can't build ours. Nigeria is the largest exporter of rice, and yet rice is this expensive. Something we never reach us with the export. We're the largest producers. Yeah, and so, of course, we're exporting. he said it's not even enough for us. Good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon, Wemimo.
You're welcome to the show.
I think we are most unfortunate in Nigeria to have been ruled by this set of people. Because all indices of human development, they've brought it to grand zero in our lives. I think you people in the media should encourage those people are contesting to run us, to rule us from next year upward, to speak on their own, to let us know what they are going to do to increase the life value for people.
Yeah.
In most areas, farmers cannot even access their farms. And those who are fortunate to plant some things, you know, flood has eroded the farmland. And the cost of food items is so prohibitive in the market.
That's right.
Unfortunately for us, the media handlers are not helping the Nigerian people to get to know what obtains in the mind of those people who are contesting to rule us. I think, you know, the onus is on the media to help us, to probe, to allow these people to tell us what they are planning to do.
But you know what we can do? Okay, I'm really very, very suffering.
They are suffering.
All right, thank
things
you very much.
It's so bad as it is now. And if urgent steps are not taken, people will be dying in droves.
All right, many thanks for calling. Apparently, it was a one-way conversation. So, of course, Nigeria Info is open. We are open for contestants in the election to come here and speak to the people. We are Nigeria Info. And we're not just in Lagos. We're in Abuja, we're in Kano, we're in Port Harcourt, you know. And we're doing grand stuff in those places also. So, yeah, our doors are open. And you know that we've even been bringing to you within Lagos here people contesting at the state level, right? So, yeah, our doors are open. And once they are ready, we can invite them, but we can't force them to come, right? One of the leading contestants has been on Nigeria Info. Now that campaigns have begun, our doors are well open to have them, you know. And I would love that we just even do an open mic and you just talk to them. You understand? Yeah, so our doors are open when they're ready. We hope they come. Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, hello, very well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, how are you doing? Bless your heart.
I'm well, thank you.
Okay, I just want to say one or two things in respect to, you know, things that have been occurring in the past 2 months, especially my whole emotions is triggered by this damn old thing.
Yeah.
You see, the failure of a generation does not start in a day. It starts from the decision they make 20 years ago, 30 years ago. You see, I will build it up upon what the last caller said it be, that the media should do this, the media should do that. Failing to understand that the most responsibility falls on the people.
That's right.
You know, we are good in sharing blames and dividing blames on who should do this, giving our jobs out. If not for this flood, nobody will be talking about dam. If well constructed or not constructed, if waters were channeled well. I mean, we are failing day by day in our responsibility as people. As citizens, your citizenship rules begin from the moment you begin to involve in everything that concerns your country. You don't come here and be asking media, what is media? Do you know what media does? How many of us? Now, we heard about the oil theft. And the nation, everybody's tipping their kids the next morning going to work. As if nothing happened. And we come here, start shouting, the consequences, we will all bear it. If we neglect it, everybody wants their son to become doctor, president, not understanding that everything is built on policy making, which is politics. God bless your day.
Thank you very much. And I absolutely agree with you. So I'm also a media trainer. And one of the things I love to say is the role of citizens. Now, I know that there are three tiers of government. That's the executive, legislative and judiciary. And there's the media. That's the fourth state of the realm, you know, holding government accountable. But there is also the office of the citizen. And it's a very, very crucial office that you hold. Unfortunately, a lot of citizens are either too busy trying to survive that they do not understand the power that they wield. Some others are busy lining up their pockets to even want to express the power that they have. But you have that power. Whether you would use it or not is another debate entirely. Now, let me expand this problem to you. In many of these states where there's been flooding and in these communities, the state government have not even created IDP camps for those that have been displaced. So people are hanging around. Worse still, about 15,000 people who were already internally displaced persons who were in camps, so there were IDPs in camps. Now their IDPs have become IDPs again. So because their camps have now been flooded. So IDPs, about 15,000 people who were IDPs in the northeast of Nigeria, have now become, I don't know what we call them, do you have secondary IDP? Because now their shelter, their IDP camps are gone. And they are in need of shelter, food, and so on. So yes, we have a big problem on our hands. And yes, it's election season. You know, there's excitement. There's a lot of euphoria. But we have a big problem on our hands. It's a big problem. It is. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, I called back. My call dropped.
This is way better now.
Is that?
Your line is clearer now. I can hear you clearly.
Okay. Yes. That's fine. So I said I wanted to use the example of Kindly Dam and Jeba Dam to explain the concept of Cameroon and Nigeria having both dams. Because I grew up in Busa,
okay,
Niger State, where the Kindly Dam is located. Because I know that there are times where the river is overflooding all the way from Mali, from Futatalon down to Mali, down to Nigeria. And I know they are going to, they'll be signaling Jeba Dam that their own banks are overflowing. So Jeba have to release theirs and so that it will be able to accommodate the one coming from Kanji. So in essence, that is what Cameroon did.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, Nigeria Dam is not, there is no dam in Nigeria. They have to open their water and, like you rightly said, water will find its way.
Yeah.
Water cannot flow back. So I'm just saying, citing this for those that are saying that why would Cameroon have to release their water into Nigeria?
Yeah.
It's not their fault.
Yeah,
in all honesty, it's not Cameroon's fault. It's our own responsibility of not damming our own water whereby we can have space to accommodate the water. Because I remember in Kandy Dam, they had to relocate the old Busa to a new place because the water, when the water gets...
Hello?
The water is overflowing its bank. All the villages, the villages around there are washed out. So they had to relocate them away from that. So that was how... I'm just trying to explain that concept using those two dams. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, perfect. I mean, I don't know these dams very well, but that's someone who has lived in those areas. But I mean, it's just if you put one and two together, you know that there's a path of water and it has to go in that path. Water would never flow backwards. It's absolutely impossible. Okay, let's go to Facebook. We have lots of comment here. Let me see. Okay, give me a minute on that one. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, my name is Kingsley, calling from Jakonde.
Welcome.
So, my own, because I grew up for Bado, and my hungry is too much. Like this Jakonde that we are staying now, we are almost the same thing, at the same people that this thing happened to. Because in Jakonde now, they give us 7 days to pack out. And they don't even find us a place to stay. I don't know whether you get my point.
What area is that again?
Jakonde, these old houses. You know, say there are many Nigerians there. They just try to send us, they give us 7 days to pack out.
Who?
They send our government. They send our government.
They say, or did you? Was there a letter? Excuse me. Was there a letter served to you?
No, we are just a resident. We are just a Ozola and 50,000 every month.
Wait, so wait. Let me understand. Do you own a shop there, or you live there?
I live there.
In one of the apartments.
Hello, ma.
You live in one of the apartments.
Yes, ma.
Okay, so this is what I need you to do. This is what I need you to do, because I can't take all that detail down now. Do you have the number?
No,
to
ma. I'm just putting it like the people that something happened in the other states. Like the Nigerian government don't like to leave the people stranded in the streets.
Oh.
To do the right thing, they're not willing to do it, just to disappoint people.
Okay.
That disappointment, that's what the one that I'm talking about.
Okay,
ma'am.
Okay.
May they help
you.
Us. May they know they disappoint us like this. It's so painful.
All right, thank you very much. I'm on Facebook. Israel Castro says it's imminent now. See, as the rice has gone in the last 2 weeks from 28,000, 30,000, it's now 36, 37, and 40. It should affect all edible things, even yam, because Kogi, Anambra, Benue, and some other northern states that are affected are yam producers. We see Abba Godwin says, I fail to believe that flood would cause food shortage. You said food shortage is a result of bad governance. When our borders for food was closed, that was when hunger hit the land. Ah, okay. All right. People have replied to you, so I'll just leave it like that. Obilo Stanley said, this is not the first time we are to see or experience flooding. Oh, yeah. You sent this to WhatsApp, and I think I read it earlier. Okay. We'll go to Twitter in a bit. Hello. Good afternoon. Are you there? I can't hear you. For those who are outside Nigeria, you can call on Skype. It's Nigeria Info FM. You'd find us on Skype. Hello? Sorry about that. You want to call again? Hello?
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the show.
If I listen to you well...
Please put off your radio very quickly.
If I listen to you where you said, how you said, the Cameroonian government released water from their dam. Because it's going to the ocean. Okay. If the Cameroonian would inform Nigeria of such a thing, why can't we release our own so that there would be free flow, so that there would be no overflow?
But you don't even have a dam to receive it from Cameroon, so there's nothing to release.
Pardon, please.
Nigeria does not have a dam to receive water from Cameroon, so there's nothing you want to release. Nigeria has nothing to release.
But there are dams in Nigeria now.
Yeah, there are dams, but not one to receive water from Lagdo Dam in Cameroon.
Okay.
Do you understand?
So, yeah, the government should do something about that so that people will not be dying every year.
Yeah, thank you very much. So it's not that we don't have dams. We have dams, but we don't have one to receive water from Cameroon. Excuse me. I'm on Skype. We'll have a caller here. Hello?
Yeah, hi. Larry calling.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, okay, obviously he doesn't know, my brother doesn't know what exactly... opening one dam and water heading towards another way.
I've spent about 90 minutes explaining this, so okay.
perhaps it just joined in.
Yeah, okay.
You could see how much this government has punished its citizens. This is not to another country's fault. It's your own fault, your own government's fault, when you have an agreement to build dam and you refuse to build to honor your own side of the agreement. They have to fulfill all righteousness, and you can't stop them from doing what they have to do. Now, our citizens are facing the repercussions now. But what do we do? I heard over how many people died in my state, Kogi State. What do we do? What do we do? You know, it's just crazy what Nigeria has to offer to its citizens. And you hear one person telling Nigerian citizens who are doing JP presently that you cannot, no, it's not all beds of roses. those governments in those places are just organized. Even when they are sleeping under the bridge sometimes, I don't blame them. I blame where they are coming from. Have a nice day, Jerry, my sister.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. And I, you know, the one of the problems I think we have as a nation is that death and loss has become almost second nature, if you understand. So when you hear that, oh, people have died, you're like, okay, yeah, next. Death and loss has almost become second nature, that we're not really intrigued or moved when we hear that, oh, this number of houses. Do you know what that means? The number of houses that have been lost. Do you imagine that? All right, let me ask you, where are those people that lost their houses? If someone had spent all their life savings building their retirement home and it's now gone to the flood, where do you think they're going to start from? These are the issues. That's how they say it. You know, I sit back and I'm like, I certainly cannot be the only one thinking about the multi-layered impact of this flood. The girls, the young girls who have started menstruation, who would not have access to hygienic and sanitary pads because of this. The children who would not be able to sleep in comfortable areas. Mosquitoes, of course. Malaria. Health centers have been washed off. Where are the drugs and medicines? Of course, children are going to miss their vaccination routines. Do you get it? I mean, And yeah, okay, the government has released 12,000 metric tons of food. Nice. And then what? The health implication, education, health. Well, what are we doing? What are we doing? Now, these people who have lost their houses, who's going to rebuild for them? They're on their own, yes? Oh. The poverty. So people who have just managed to pull themselves out of the lowest ebb of poverty have possibly gone further down the poverty line because of this flood. Are you seeing what I'm saying? Okay. Hello?
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome, Mao.
This is Joy Collins.
Good to have you here.
You know, so anytime I listen to Nigeria Matter, the thing they turn my belief too much. See, you basically they call Cameroon for the failure of their government. Wait to consign Cameroon with that one. Okay, for good almost 40 years or over 40 years now, people are just dying like that. Kids are wasting. And this government, they did not even come together and say, okay, how are we going to fix this matter that is killing our people every year like this, making things to be difficult for these people? And if they want to do something that will favor them, they will sit down, they will gather together and iron it out, the one that will favor them. Our former president, all of them, maybe some have died, a few of them, all of them still alive. They are releasing food for those people. That means they are using it to make money now. They are using it every year, using it to find for money. And life is going. Please, let we Nigeria wake up, because we are the problem of this country. The common people, they don't know their left and right. Somebody is oppressing you every year. You will line up, you go and vote for that the same person. Thank you.
Thank you very much. A lot of passion flying everywhere. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, you're welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Ngozi.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, for me, all I have to say is it's high time the citizens sit up and start questioning government officials. If you are one of those, probably you benefit from a certain government in power, and every electioneering year, you come out and say all sorts because of your selfish interest. This is time for us as a people to come together and question these guys. I, of a person, thought that last week that this thing happened, that people would be on the street with the oil theft issue, demanding for answers and the individuals involved in all of this. Probably if you check the contract, this contract of dam has been awarded year by year, and the money is being siphoned for something else.
Lastly, I would want to say Nigeria is like a man whose family is dying of starvation, and he goes out on the street sharing food to other people. That's exactly what our government do. We build a rail here to Niger that have no economic importance.
We went to Niger to
dash them money and buy cars. When we have something of this magnitude to fix, and still yet the government refused to do that, but choose to play jamboree with our money. If we refuse to question them, they will continue same until we have enough and say enough. All this rubbish will stop. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Good afternoon. Hello. All right, please call again. Well, there is some economic benefit to the Maradi Niger, but that's not a conversation today. Let's go to Skype. We've got a caller waiting. Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's morning here.
Oh, yeah. Where are you calling from?
All the way from Canada.
Welcome to the show.
All right, thank you very much. It's so disheartening to see the current situation of the country. The underlying issue with the country is greed. Everyone is greedy.
That's right.
So, and the fact that there is no love for the people, that's just a simple truth. I mean, I see things happening here. People do things because they love their neighbor.
They want
to help people. They want to have impact. But here, on the other side, back at home, everybody's doing things because they want something to benefit from it, without considering the impact of the decision they make on the larger population.
That's right.
It's crazy. And I fear for the generations to come, because if you look inward, it has actually trickled down. And I fear that if this is not, you know, handled properly, and we have like a reorientation, a change of mindset, even as citizens, I fear if Nigeria is going to be able to survive it. It's really, really disheartening, because if you see things working here, people are making things to work.
Yeah.
People do things that they need to do. People are responsible.
Yeah.
But we have a country that there is a high level of irresponsibility across different levels, even down to the citizens.
Yeah.
It's so unfortunate that, you know, we find ourselves as Nigerians. It's very sad. I mean,
thank you.
God bless Nigeria.
Thank you very much for calling. It is sad. The responsibility is the government, and it's also yours. I'll be right back with some more before the news after this break. Don't go away. A few minutes before the news, I can take one call. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello.
I can hear you. What's your name?
My name is Victor.
Victor, please go ahead.
Yes. The thing is that God answer for coronavirus, we say that 300,000 people die. God answer our prayer.
What did you say?
Thank you.
Oh, God, I don't know what that's about. Good afternoon, hello. Good afternoon. Okay, put off your radio and call me back. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Are you there?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Can you speak up for me? What's your name?
Hello.
I can hear you. Please speak up and go ahead.
I just want to continue to what you are saying.
Can you speak up for me? Your voice is...
Hello.
No, I can hear you. All right, go ahead. What's your name? Okay. Please speak up when you call the radio, okay? That bedroom voice would not work. Hello?
Hello, Wemimo.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Did you hear the problem that
the content? No, I didn't. Your line is terrible. Can you please call me back? Good afternoon. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Why is your radio on?
My name is Joe.
No, don't do that. Your radio has to be... No, don't, please, don't even start this afternoon. You know the rules of engagement when you call radio. It's not just here. When you call radio anywhere, your physical radio has to be off when you're making the call. Otherwise, that sound is terrible. Please, put off your radio. Once you're dialing, get set to put it off. I'm going to give you 2 seconds to put it off, or then you have to go off. Good afternoon. Hello. Yeah, you have to call again. Okay, let me take one comment from WhatsApp before we go out for the news on the hour. Wemimo, people need to know that the Northern Cameroon is situated on a higher, topography, which slopes gradually to Adamawa and other surrounding states in Nigeria, located along those coastal lines. So there's no way water can flow upward. Well, it says it's from Cross River State, and you know those areas well. It says it's from Cross River State. Where you're looking at the wall. I came from Obudu, local government. Thank you. During COVID-19, palliative was held until it expired in the warehouses. What do you think will happen to the millions of tons of food items? Salabode from Ikorodu is asking me. Me or Mo? I don't know. Buyers from Unilag, you said you were going to talk about, why we can't sue the government. Thank you for reminding me. I'd have to do that when we return from this break to take the news. Let's talk about why you can't sue the government about this matter. Very interesting. All right. I'll be right back. Don't go away. All righty. You asked the question, so I'm going to give you the answer. You're welcome back. This is The Sunny Side. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. And you asked me, I mentioned earlier that you can't sue the government. And do you want to know why? Well, the reason is simple. There is something called the Chapter 2 of the Nigerian Constitution. How many of you have actually even looked through the Nigerian Constitution? At least some part of it. Of course, I haven't read everything. But the parts that are important, you know, once in a while, just dig up these things and look at them. Now, there's something called the Chapter 2. It's the second chapter of the Nigerian Constitution that sets out your rights as a citizen. Beautiful, beautiful. All your rights as a citizen of the country in the 1999 Constitution is stated here. Let me see if I can read a part of it for you that doesn't need me to download anything right now. Yes, okay, I will be able to do that. This is it. So this part looks at the government and you. The government and you, your relationship with the government, talks about the composition of the government, and so on and so on. Fundamental obligations of the government to you. This is where you're looking at. This is section 13 of chapter 2. Now, the duties and responsibility of the different organs of the government, blah, 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 blah. But this, all of this, no matter what your rights are as a citizen, is summarized in a part of that chapter 2 that says that you cannot ask the government questions if they do not fulfill this right to you. Oh, good gracious. I had this open for you. I need to read it out. Okay, let me take one more call on the flooding thing while I get this together so that we can keep the conversation going. No, Hello.
Good afternoon, Wemimo.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. Concerning the issue of dam.
Yes.
Nigeria.
Yes.
Nigeria dam. I want to react to that.
Please go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes. Go ahead.
Okay. So, you see, that the money for that dam, you said it's 42 billion naira.
It was actually 17 billion.
I understand. Uh-huh. That is just for this stealing of crude oil money. Are you getting it now?
Yeah, of course.
So, if you look at what the CAN chairman of Lagos is saying, that because one presidential candidate has sponsored people to Jerusalem, that he needs to be voted for. In fact, God will not forgive him if he doesn't vote for him. So you can imagine the mindset of the people. So how do we hope to progress now? Just tell me. With this kind of mindset, that because one of their members is sick and the presidential candidate took care of him, and who caused the sickness in the first case? Our hospitals are not working. And they will now, if someone is sick and they now fly him abroad, who caused the decay of the hospital in the first case? Are you getting me now?
Yeah.
So the citizens must change our mindset if we want to grow, if we want to progress.
I agree. There's a lot of citizens have to do. Hello? Yeah, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, this is Amigo at the line.
Welcome.
Yeah, what I want to say is that we are talking about citizenship. You know, everybody cannot rule at a go. That's why God instituted government. And there are arms of government like the governor, the local government, the councillor. All these areas, they are not effective at all. They are concerned with their enemy. So that is where the problem lies. And then we're supposed to have human rights organizations that the international body can monitor to intervene in maltreating the citizens. And yet the human rights are only interested in the international money to share among themselves. They are human rights activists. So these are the areas where there are failure.
Okay, I hear you, but I do not fully agree with you. I think that Nigeria has quite a number of human rights organizations. Some of them pocket money, yeah, maybe. But there are quite a number of them that continuously push and advocate for citizens' rights. But what I think you should do, instead of passing the buck, is asking what you can do in the spectrum of things you are important. Asking what you can do. And there's a lot, actually, that you can do. Now, okay, so this is what I'm looking for. And recently, as at 2021, there was a bill raised to empower Nigerians to be able to sue government for not providing basic welfare. Now, all your basic welfare are in Section 2, but there's a part of Section 6 that says that, let me quote it, it's Section 66C. The judicial powers vested in accordance with the foregoing provisions of this section shall not, except as otherwise provided by this constitution, extend to any issue or question as to whether by act of or omission. So whether it was deliberately done or by omission by any authority or person, as to whether any law or any judicial decision is in conformity or otherwise with the fundamental objectives and directive principles of state policy set out in Chapter 2. So Chapter 2 states your right. Now, this Section 6 now cancels your right. Oh, no, it doesn't cancel your right, but it just says that, well, your rights are your rights, but whether the government deliberately or by omission refuses to provide your right, your basic amenities, then you cannot sue them. So what's the point? So some of these basic rights include suitable and adequate shelter, suitable and adequate food, reasonable national living minimum wage, old age care and pensions, unemployment and sick benefits, and welfare of the disabled are provided for. All of these are in Section 16(2)(d). Now, good citizens of Nigeria raised a bill before the Nigerian lawmakers to say, oh, these rights are fantastic. Give us a right to sue the government. The lawmakers struck out that bill. The House of Reps, your representatives. This is when I say that you have something to do. When it was time for constitutional amendments, we were here talking about it. You have a lot to do. The bill was sponsored by Sergius Ogu, is from the PDP Edo. It sought to amend Section 6 to allow the judiciary to entertain cases on the provision of basic welfare as contained in sections 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, and 21. So you have all these sections stating what your basic welfare should be, but then you have just one part of a Section 6 that says that the court cannot sit on those matters. So it's get as it be. Hello?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm from Okota.
Good to have you here.
Yeah. You see, if Nigerians would agree with me, I would have suggested that Nigerians should abandon APC and PDP because they have wasted 24 years in their own offices. They could not have vision to know how to save Nigerians from all this flooding, to do that thing. Let us try other parties and see what they can do. If they don't do well, we keep changing until one day God will help us to get the good government that will take care of Nigerians. Because the past government in this country, they are not interested in Nigerian population or popular citizens, I mean. Their welfare or whatever, it doesn't concern them. Look at education,
what happened. Even up to now, the arsenal will may go back to.
Okay, I can't hear you anymore, but thank you very much. And yeah, well, your vote is yours next year. Hello, good afternoon.
Very well.
Good afternoon.
Please confirm, because they said they were supposed to dredge the Niger.
They were supposed to do what?
Dredge the Niger, River
dredge,
Niger.
Okay.
On the side, they're supposed to dredge it. So I think that caused the, I think it caused more of the one that happened in Delta. Do you understand?
Yeah, I'm sorry, your line is rambling. But yes, there's conversation about dredging. And I remember TUC actually raised this matter. Let me see if I can find that story for you. TUC raised this matter demanding that the dredging is going to help, you know, in some of these areas, dredging the Niger. Yes, yeah, so that's, again, so it's not just the dam from Cameroon. It's the heavy rainfall. It's also, yeah, dredging could help. Could help, you know, but just to some extent. Hello?
Hello?
Well, I think my line went off.
Yes, yes, this is better now.
Yeah, because even the second Niger bridge that they built, I haven't seen it, so it's yet for me to confirm. But the story is that the solo that even, like, you know, stopping the future of the that region, like, you can't have a big ship pass on that
shallow. Mm-hmm.
So you guys please confirm it. I'm not sure. I heard.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
So whatever they are doing to probably suffocate any region, it will still go back to all other regions.
That's right. Thank you very much for calling. You're right. Dredging is very crucial in these areas. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Good afternoon. Yeah.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Hi, this is Mr. Frank.
Good to have you here.
Yes. Please, like 2 or 3 seconds before the time, you let me know so that I can cut off my phone, okay?
You have just 1 minute plus, so just...
58 seconds, you let me know.
Okay, yes, sir.
Fine. Let me know.
Yes.
You said that this flood is coming from Cameroon, and it has gotten flood that if the Cameroonians leave it, it is going to break and spoil something in the Cameroon Abbey.
And even Nigeria, it will even be worse for us.
Then they then open it so that it will flood through Nigeria.
Yeah.
Now it has flooded here. People have died. Many things have damaged. Nobody said anything. Let's assume now we are neighbors. You build your house outside. Me, I built my own inside. And there was rain. And my house, my compound filled with flood. And I opened my fence. And all the whole flood in my compound entered inside your house. You did not do anything. Is it possible? And maybe you are living in upstairs. And people, your tenant is living downstairs. The thing is spoiling their properties and everything. And you did not say anything and you are seeing it. Is it possible?
Okay, I'll wait for you to make your point.
People or the tenant will think that something has gone between both of us. Maybe I have come to a compensate one way or the other. Don't you see it that way? Because I don't know how the possibility of it that something like this will happen. You will talk. You will even fight.
Did you just join the show? So I'll know where to start from.
I did not join the show. I don't want to say anything about this because it's paining me.
And no. Here's why I'm asking. So I had taken my time to explain that as far back as 1982, 79 to 82, thereabout, Nigeria and Cameroon had an agreement regarding building these dams. Cameroon was going to build their own dam to contain the water for a bit and make it useful for them. And Nigeria was supposed to build ours too. So how's the blame on Cameroon?
Cameroon built their own.
Mm-hmm.
Nigeria did not build their own.
Mm-hmm.
Now, their own they built now has flooded over. If they leave it to spoil something in their own house.
No. You're not getting... Okay,
Why didn't they open it so that it could enter inside their own country and spoil it there?
Okay, don't give me a headache. All right, I've taken enough time to explain this thing. That's why I asked if you just joined the show. I would assume you just joined the show. So what can I do for you? Okay, so we've got a few more minutes before we head out for a break. When we come at 2:30, we'll play our game. I want to give us some money. However, for those who are just joining, it appears you still do not understand. And it's a bit exasperating having to say this over and over again. So let me summarize for you in case you're just joining. So Nigeria and Cameroon had an agreement in between 1979 and 1982 that Cameroon wanted to build the Lagdo Dam. Nigeria was in on our own end to build the Hausa something, that's the name of the dam, was supposed to build that at our own end to collect water when Cameroon releases water for their from their own dam. If Cameroon's dam breaks, if they do not release the water, the dam would break. If it breaks, it's going to be terrible for Nigeria, because water does not flow backwards. Water goes on a particular path, and the path of water coming from Cameroon passes through a part of Nigeria to the River Benue and River Niger. Do you understand? So there's nothing, you can't say, oh, Cameroon should reverse the path of the water, let it go back inside Cameroon. You can't now. The water has a path. It goes through that path. What Nigeria should have done is build, complete this dam to take the water, and would let out the water gradually. We can also make you, we're supposed to even generate electricity from the dam. That's the point of a dam. Instead of the water just wasting and flowing, a dam collects the water so that you can make use of it, and then you can gradually ease it out. I hope you understand. Please don't ask me the same question again, at least not today. Hello? Wow, that's pretty noisy. Hello? Okay, we want to try again. Let's go to WhatsApp. Oh, yeah, WhatsApp people, how are you? Let's go to WhatsApp. When we more in America and other places, when there is disaster, the government is fully involved in rescue and rehabilitation. But here in Nigeria, it's to your tent, or Israel. Okay, from Lagos. Well, NEMA did say last week that, they can't go to states that are affected without the state government inviting them. And so, they were waiting for the state government to actually create IDP camps and invite NEMA. Well, on the 12th of Jack Conde, what is it with these Jack Conde people? What is going on the 12th of October? Lagos State Building, whatever, came to mark houses in Jack Conde. Can you send me a copy of the notice? Can you share a copy of the notice? About three people have sent these messages on WhatsApp. Can you share a copy of the notice before I leave here so we can know exactly what's going on? Prince Mark from Ikoyi says, it's surprising that the only time our politicians come together is during campaign. How can this be happening and the politicians are not concerned? They're rather busy with their quest to take over power. Clifford said, Wemimo, thank you for the good job. Please, if possible, Nigeria Info should invite the minister involved so that people can ask questions. Italy, Milan. Okay, from Italy, Milan. Mr. Clifford, yes, would work on that. Wemimo, you responded to one of the callers to ask himself what he can do, but not what the government has to do. Let me remind you that the citizens are doing a lot. Provision of their own security, welfare. No, you're putting the cart before the horse. The point is, you're not supposed to be doing all of these things yourself. And what you are supposed to do is make sure that the government officials who are collecting money to do these things on your behalf are giving account for the money they're taking from you. Because it's double jeopardy if you're paying taxes and your money is supposed to solve one problem. The government official is not solving it, and then you have to still solve it. Isn't that waste of time and funds, right? Wemimo, thank you for educating and enlightening us on why we cannot sue the government on certain issues. This is exactly why Nigerians prefer to protest, and in most cases, violently. No, don't do violently. Violence doesn't work. Bawo from Ikorodu, geographically and geologically, River Niger and Benue flow into Nigeria are not sourced here. What does that mean? If you look at the map, both rivers confluence at Lokoja Kogi State and flow downwards towards the Niger Delta. Delta means a collection. Okay, I'll skip. The Cameroon country are higher ground than at our Lokoja. Okay. It's left for us to dredge our channels, expand the floodplain areas, restricted areas near the river people mustn't stay within. Yeah, you mean that there must be restrictions to a distance. There must be a distance. I mean, it's just commonsensical, right? That there'll be a distance to this. We are also to build dams to break and control the flow along the river channels up to the Delta. Also, what is Lai Mohammed doing? This should be his biggest hit song now, not hate speech. Barbara from Ikorodu, thank you for the fantastic message. Kabir from Maryland, USA. They say if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. That's the case of Nigeria. I don't blame Cameroon for releasing the water. You said there's no notice. They just wrote on the affected houses. Snap it now. You have a phone. Take a picture of it. Take a picture of whatever that notice is. There must be a phone number or something. Have you reached out? You need to give me full details, right? So we know exactly what we're dealing with, all right? Oh, yeah. We can take one call or two before we go out for the break. Hello? Hello?
Sorry. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
I don't hear you. You don't talk plenty things. To even speak good English, don't tire me. You see, I understand your point. You're saying that we should try and tell which government. How? Can you even see them? How do you see them to hold them accountable for the money they are receiving? Ordinary protests will kill us. What do you want us to do? That's what that guy is saying. You provide your light, your road, everything. You do everything by yourself. If you go and meet them to ask them to be accountable for these things, they will send their security guy to kill, to flog you or to even embarrass you. Come on, you're in this country now.
I got you.
You know, see they go now. Come on, man, not get them out.
So what do we do?
So what we do is protest. We'll vote. Vote rightly. Let's vote wisely. Now, somebody said that it's only when they want to campaign they usually come together, which is the truth. So we should be wise. I keep calling. I've called Joyce. I've called everybody. Let's be wise. Look at it. Read the handwriting on the wall. Don't collect. They say, Uncle, double your boss. You double this one. It's not because it's election time. They are doing so many. Don't listen to that. Look at the antecedents. Even the so-called PDP, because we needed change, that is why we said we wanted APC to come. APC are not giving us what we want. Let the two of them go. Let's try something new. Fresh blood. These people, they have sucked Nigeria for too long. They don't finish everybody. Did you get what... am I still on?
You are.
I watched one Arise program. This man was analyzing how they steal our oil. They did it from 2011 until 2014. If you hear how much they stole, I was crying. Now I was shouting. I said, I'm pained. Because you are saying, let's leave this country. Go to where now? Other countries are surviving on our own oil.
Yeah.
America, name it. They are taking our oil to this place.
Okay. Now your network has done you off. I feel you. Totally. I absolutely feel you. I totally understand. And I think that for some of us, Nigeria means a lot to some of us more than others. And for this group of people, it's even much more painful. I saw one video just this morning before I came in here of one pipeline. I'm not even talking pipeline today. The way the pipeline was being siphoned, like 25 meters away from where this siphoning is going on. There's a security post there. I could only shake my head and say, man. So, yeah, I mean, but at least if there's nothing that you can do, if there's absolutely nothing you can do, there's an option next year. You've got February to vote rightly. To vote, I love to say that election is guesswork, right? You're not certain, but you're looking at the options available to you, and you're taking a chance on whom you believe would be the best. And I please beg you to make a decision based on love for country, based on wanting to see your children, my children, our children grow up in a better country that we can be proud of, that Nigerians would leave Nigeria only because they want to, but not because they are compelled to. It's almost like exile. Nigerians are going on exile. That's how I see it. Right? So vote because you want to see a better Nigeria. I know that you are thinking about your pocket and what you can get from them. Okay, I understand. But can you just please still vote rightly? Can you do that? So that, by this time next year, we're already a few months into a new administration, right? All of us will be here. Let's see how much we'll buy rice then. I'm out on a break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, let's play our game. Let me give out 5,000 naira to a few people, and then would come to wrap up. All right, we'll play the game again some other time. Thank you all for joining the show. I have to go. I'll see you again tomorrow from 12. Tomorrow, let's talk about oil bunkering, right? It's becoming really, really, really just so worrisome, the amount of oil that Nigeria is losing. Let's talk about oil bunkering. And I'm also going to reach out, as I promised today, to some of the ministries involved in preventing flooding. Let's see what we come up with. Let's see if we can get them to talk to us tomorrow from 12:30. My name is Wemi Mohadewuni. Thank you for being here. Hard Fact is next after the news at 3. We've got sport in the evening and we've got talk all through the night. I'm on social media at Wemi Mo Sport. Have a fabulous day. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.